Welcome to Salcedo Paranormal. It is Friday, January 14th, 2022. And today I will be talking about cryptids, as in cryptozoological creatures. Just a quick note, I did have a guest planned for today, but they had to cancel at the last minute. They're okay. It just didn't work out this time. But I was saying in the chat here before, this is such a big topic that I figure I can just do a general overview today, and then I can still have the guest on at a later date, and we can still have plenty to talk about, I think, in this subject, and especially when you add another person who knows probably more than I do on this topic. I'm not as well versed in that. So, but anyway, let me get to the article here. I haven't opened it yet. I found an article, and I'll put it in the episode description. And I figure it can be just a good jumping off point, good way to start. But as always, to find all the episodes of the show, along with links to social media and ways to donate, and a link to the Discord server and my email address, you can visit the podcast page, which is salcedoparanormal.podbean.com. And that's SalSido. And I'd love to hear from you all regarding comments or questions on the shows, or topic suggestions for future shows. Or also, I'd really love to hear, to get some stories of experiences, some submissions from anyone that is interested in all this. You can be anonymous. You don't have to, I don't have to share your name on, or any names on the show. And I'd love to hear from everyone. And that's just, that's basically all of that. I'm doing this show tonight. I'm doing an extra show tomorrow night, just to make up for one of the two that I wasn't able to do this week. And, we'll go from there. So, but, thank you all for being here. Quite the full, stream here, or chat here. Thank you all for being here. I always appreciate anyone that is able to be here for the live streams, and of course anyone that listens to the podcast after. So, but let's get to this article here. And like I said, it's not, you can find tons of articles on the topic, but I figure this seems to be as good a place as any to start. So it starts by talking about the definition of cryptozoology, which is the study of animals or creatures that are believed to exist through legend but have no concrete proof to confirm their existence outside of legend. And that's an interesting. I think that's similar to what I've heard before. But the interesting thing is, people see all kinds of creatures out there, and including the ones we'll get into here in this article. So let's just get into this article here. Let me see here. I don't think we'll get through all of these because there's a lot. But we'll get to some of the major ones. Of course, the first one that I recognize here is called Bigfoot. And of course, there are many names for that. Sasquatch being one of them. So it mentions other names such as the Yeti or Abominable Snowman, which I hadn't heard of that one being an actual term for one of those. But basically, the term itself is used to describe hairy hominoid creatures that are found in Western America and Western Canada. Although, if you're looking at more of a broad description, there have been other areas of the country where similar things have been seen. In the U.S., I'm not sure about so much about other countries, but I've heard of Florida and, Ohio. I've heard Ohio is a kind of an area where a lot of high strangeness happens anyway. But, let me see here. The mentions that some of the characteristics that seem to be common among a lot of sightings are height between 6 to 9 feet, extremely large feet, obviously, a large sloping forehead, and a thick shaggy coat of hair covers most of their body. Says eyewitness sightings have claimed that these creatures tend to live in family groups and are defensively, that's interesting, defensively aggressive towards humans, which I've heard that too. Let's see here. So they mentioned the use of Sasquatch. But, so there are different versions, and then they mentioned this Patterson-Gimlin film, which is supposedly a recording of one of these beings walking through a wooded area. And there's a lot of debate I've heard over all of that. Yes, just looking at the chat here. It says, let's see here. Jay, welcome Jay. Says the Ohio Grassman. Yeah, see, there's a lot of stuff in Ohio. I need to do a series on just all the different states and all the different strange things that happen there. Maybe someday. But, so that's kind of... Again, I said this would definitely be a general overview of all these things. Just because of my nature, I tend to like to be indoors more than outdoors. I've never actually seen anything that could be a Bigfoot or any kind of being like that. I don't think I've ever really seen any kind of cryptids. Just because, like I said, excuse me, I tend to stay inside whenever possible. So that's that brief description of that. Of course, I'd love to hear what you all think of all this topic. And I'll read out your comments in the chat as I've done here a little bit. But, so let's see what the next one is there in this article that I recognize. And this article has several different things, so I would recommend checking out the article in general anyway, just because they mention a lot of things that I don't think I'll even get to. Another thing it mentions here that I think is really interesting is something that you don't always hear mentioned in the field, but still, I'm going to, because I think it's a very interesting idea. The idea of dragons. And of course, I have heard recently about that, how different parts of the world, there seem to be different ideas of what these could be, and different forms of them in different parts of the world. It says that there's apparently even sightings in the U.S. here and there. Let's see here. I know that they're featured heavily in the lore of different countries in, I believe, in like Asia, in that area. Let me see here. There have been dragon sightings, even into modern days, although not as much as maybe there used to be. Many people believe that. Oh, let me see here. That doesn't really make sense. So it says that the people tend to think of these more as just dinosaurs, that, and so they're probably extinct. But again, like I said, okay, now it's getting the interesting stuff here. Apparently, there are, like I said, a variety of dragons, including one some in Europe, North and South America, and then Asia. I thought I was right about that. It says that each of these are characterized by their own physiological appearance. It says the European dragons generally resemble large reptiles with at least non-reptilian feature and are believed to possess magical powers. And I think that's... I mean, you hear that in fantasy stories and the like, where it's kind of a common trope in fantasy where you have to, your hero or whatever, your knights or whatever, have to go out and deal with a dragon. It says North and South American dragons are usually similar to the European dragons, but the Asian dragons are much more snake-like in appearance and usually have bird-like feet. It says that the sightings of dragons in ancient times was more of these sightings in ancient times because of a combination of factors, including much more superstition among farmers and townspeople, which I don't know about that, but and then also just recategorization of these beings. So that's just an interesting one. I don't really know a lot about that, but as I'm going to probably say a few times tonight. But definitely, just about everyone has an idea of what a dragon would look like. I'm looking at the chat here. I'm not sure. I'm going to say calculating. I'm not sure how I'd say your... calculating cannibal. In chat here, I've never heard of the one you mentioned that... I don't even know how you'd say it. B-O-O-J-U-M. Is that a type of dragon? Or you can... You're welcome to talk about it in the chat here if you want, have more details. And then I can look it up for a later date, too. Like I said, I think we could probably do multiple episodes on all of this. Even though I do like to stick mainly to ghosts and all those things, but... All of this is still interesting, and I feel like there can be connections to all everything. So, but just getting back to this article here, the next thing it mentions is the Loch Ness Monster. Of course, a lot of people have heard of. It says it's perhaps one of the most well-recognized and widely studied of all of the cryptozoological creatures. Some believe that there is just one being or one Loch Ness Monster, but some believe that it could be there and also other places. Or even just there could be multiple creatures that are similar in that same loch, which is a body of water. So, and of course, every once in a while you'll see pictures online that are supposed to be images of it. I am in no way any good at telling what pictures are probably fake and which ones are probably real. So, I would just say look into that if you want to, do the research on your own there, as far as that goes. But it's a creature, or at least creatures that that are said to live in the Loch Ness in Scotland, which is a freshwater Loch, which is, again, a body of water, in the Scottish Highlands. It says it's kind of unusual in that most creatures that were at one time similar to the Loch Ness Monster thrived in salt water. It says many people think that the Loch Ness Monster is a plesiosaur that somehow managed to survive the extinction of the dinosaurs all those millions of years ago. And it's since managed to basically adapt to live in the freshwater of Loch Ness. It says others believe that it's a sea serpent, and still others believe that it is a water dragon. So there we go. Or it says Kelpie, which is an aquatic horse with magical powers. So there's a lot of different ideas as to what it could be. It says, let me see here, a lot of sightings, like I said. And then mentions the evidence again, some of it being debunked and all that. So, but yeah, that's basically what it says about that. I think it's an interesting one. I'm kind of again, I'm really out of my depth here, but yeah. So that is an interesting one. But, let's see here. So, okay, so this creature is, that I mentioned earlier, the Udrum? I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. But, calculating, put a link in here in the chat, so, but yeah, I can include that in the episode description as well. But yeah, so interesting. So I guess we can move on here. This is going by faster than I expected, which is good because all this is I am with the whole ghost thing. The next thing it mentions here is something that I think is really interesting, and it's another one of those things that appears in folklore mythology going back probably many, many years. And it's the idea of mermaids, or mermen and mermaids. It says they're all most often more in fairy tales instead of folklore. But there's still stories of these have been shown up around the world, and stories have basically been appearing since the origin of sailing on the ocean, according to this article here. And it says a lot of cryptozoologists don't want to look into this, but it's one of those things that, again, people have claimed to see. They basically, people that see these beings say that they're a lot more fish-like than they are portrayed as being in legend, which is interesting. Wow, that's really interesting. It says that many skeptics try to dismiss the mer people as a new variety of fish that simply has human-like characteristics, which even that to me it would be interesting if that was the case. So yeah, let's see here. Of course, it mentions that there's no concrete evidence to support any kind of belief in these beings, but that's how that goes sometimes. I still like to think that anything is possible. Some people even go as far as to claim that it says merfolk here, which is interesting, says that they may be alien beings However, these stories are slightly less believable, apparently. But when you're getting into all this, I feel like saying that one is more believable than another in terms of theories. If you're just talking about theories, I feel like that's kind of... I mean, I don't know. I feel like I like to, like, as I say, anything is possible, so... I mean, we already know that supposedly octopi and squids are said to be possibly alien beings, so why can't the merpeople be the same? They're similar. So at least that's my thought. That's not mentioned in the article, but let's see. So yeah, that covers that part of the article. Yeah, turtles are neat too. I'm just looking at the chat here. And my mom actually has a tortoise, and it's pretty amazing how big they can get, how small they start out and how big they can get. And then of course that's just one that still fits inside of a habitat in a home. Like I know there are some that are giant, which is amazing too. So, and they also, turtles feature heavily in mythology. So, yeah, very good stuff there. Very interesting. But let's see what the next one is that we go into here. Oh, next one, of course, is, I think, a more modern being, which is the Mothman. And that is, apparently there are reported sightings from all over, but the majority of these sightings take place near an abandoned munitions dump in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Apparently that's the area where the most sightings have been reported. Of course, there's been media made about this. If you think of any kind of, like, the Mothman prophecies, John Keel is also a prominent figure in investigating all that. I believe that was actually the name of the book, too. I read it, I listened to it a long time ago. But, yeah, so let's see here. I'm just looking for the description. So, apparently it has... It's believed to stand around 5 feet tall standing and is described as having wings, large red eyes, a gray body that is humanoid in shape. And the red eyes thing is something common among some beings. But also some people that have witnessed the Mothman report feeling an extreme sense of doom and dread when looking at it and into its eyes, which is interesting. It's almost like a possibly some kind of telepathic or psychic stuff going on there, some kind of energy exchange maybe. Even at one point pushed one eyewitness to the verge of a nervous breakdown. According to eyewitnesses, it says that the Mothman enjoys chasing cars and has footprints that resemble those of a giant and rather heavy dog. It says that cryptozoologists believe the Mothman may be a form of giant bat or thunderbird, or if it does exist as a Mothman, then it is believed that he is the only existing specimen of his species, which is interesting. So, but yeah, if you just look up, I would recommend, even just for the paranormal alone and the high strangeness, look up the Mothman Prophecies. I believe that's the name of the book. And it gets into a lot of odd stuff, even outside of that. And, it's a very interesting book. I've heard too that the movie is not quite the same as the book. So, I would definitely recommend the book as well. So, yeah, I think that's another interesting one there. And really, I mean, it's become really popular. I think it's probably almost as well known as Bigfoot is at this point. Maybe not, if not among people in general, then definitely among anyone that's into all this. So, but, yeah, so let's see here. This next one it mentions is, I think, kind of a vague group, but it's called, they say, this next group is called shapeshifters. And basically, they're able to completely and drastically change their physical appearance frequently. Okay, such as werewolves. Mentions that right away. And then mentions Chupacabra as well. Although I've heard there are two different versions of that, so I'm not sure which one they're referring to there. It says the unique thing about shapeshifters is that biologists and scientists worldwide can't deny the fact that creatures may eventually be capable of shapeshifting behavior, since it does not actually go against any of the laws of science that most scientists live by, which is interesting. So yeah, this one is not, there's not a lot, this one doesn't really go into a lot of detail about different things, but werewolves, that's a whole other topic as well, I think, that we could do. So let's see here. Oh, okay, it has its own section on werewolves here. There we go. But yeah, there definitely seem to be different things out there, and you hear that in experiences people have of seeing things literally change shape as they're moving, and then appear as something else, or just change so much and then just blend into their surroundings so that you don't even see them anymore. So, but let's get into this werewolf section here. It says, werewolves are the most commonly known shape-shifting creature in terms of folklore. And it says, according to folklore, there are humans that can shapeshift into a wolf form. They're believed to be more supernatural than cryptozoological due to the bizarre nature of shifting from one form to another. They're believed to walk on their hind legs, although there have been reports of them walking on four. And they have supposedly a long wolf-like coat of hair that covers their body and that the head of a wolf. And that's where basically that's where that one ends. I'm just looking for any other ones I know here. And not seeing anything else here. But there's a lot of things in here that it goes into besides just the usual. Okay. This one is also says, this article mentions black dogs or phantom dogs or hellhounds. It says these creatures have been spotted throughout Europe as well as throughout the United States. There are sightings of these back as far as the 1500s, and there are still sightings of these today. A lot of people describe it as a very large black dog, and in some accounts it is ghostly in appearance, in others it's more physical. So, some describe the dogs to be as large as a large calf, which is a baby cow, I believe, or even as large as an adult black bear with shaggy fur and long fangs and claws. Says they have, most eyewitnesses claim that the dogs let out a haunting howl when they are spotted, and that their large feet can be heard padding on concrete as they walk. So, obviously that's going back to more more recent times. Excuse me. So, then of course there are some even more extreme cases where these things appear to be able to laugh and or talk, which would be even freakier. And in that case, they're thought to be more evil in that case when that's happening. A lot of sightings happen at night. And also, they're commonly seen in graveyards. But, of course, they're seen everywhere, including bridges, boundaries, old footpaths, and roads. I've even heard, and this isn't really in the article, but I've heard of some of them having, at least I didn't see it, having, like, different colored glowing eyes. So. But, yeah. So, let me see here. What we're doing on time here. I think I'll leave it at that. There are other ones here, but I'm not nearly as familiar with any of these. And this way you can check out the article and go from there. So, I think that's where we'll end tonight. Hopefully you're all okay with that. Hopefully you were okay with me stumbling through all that, because like I said, this is not my area of general interest, and so I haven't done a lot of research into it. But it was still interesting to go through the article and go over all that. And like I said, we will be having a friend of the show, Jen Hawkins, on at some point. Just didn't work out tonight, but it was still fun to go over all that. And like I said, there's plenty more in that article that I didn't get to. So tomorrow night, I'm doing an extra show. And I'm thinking, since tonight I covered cryptids, tomorrow night I thought I would do a general overview of aliens and UFOs. So, just do a little bit of research tomorrow and go from there for tomorrow night. So, that should be fun. And I guess I will see you all then. Thank you for being here, whether it's for the live streams, which are on Discord, or for the on the podcast, listening on the podcast feed. I appreciate all of you being here. So, take care and have a great night.